Romare Bearden, prolific artist, and lots of great work. I'm a huge fan. But I'm wondering, a lot of this comes from a collector. How did this come about, this exhibit?
It is a collector out of Charlotte who currently resides in Naples, Florida. He was introduced to me by an art dealer in Charlotte when we were working on a project called Select. And after I got to know him a little bit, he called me and said he owned 87 Romare Beardens, and he would like to have them put back out into the world through an exhibition and an art sale.
Wow.
And after a lot of thought, we agreed to it.
What was your first thought, though, when he said, hey, I've got 87 Beardens I want to show off. Can you help me?
My first thought was, wow, really, this is something really incredible. He loves Romare Bearden, the collector, and I knew how enthusiastic he was about them, and he has collected. He, over the years, has owned many, many more than 87. He's owned collages, drawings, paintings, posters, but these are his last remaining Romare Beardens that he owns. And I really thought about it as an opportunity for us. I talked to my board and my executive committee about, did we really want to do this, venture into an area that we had not been into before, which is showing and selling the work of an artist who was no longer with us. Typically, Green Hill only shows living artists, so it was a departure for us.
Gotcha. And yeah, I want to make that distinction because, I mean, people that go to the exhibition will actually have a chance to purchase and own a Bearden. That just strikes me as an amazing opportunity. Talk about the scope of the works here, because we're talking about primarily prints?
Primarily prints. There are 44 original titles. We have one collage, one pen and ink drawing, and the rest are prints. And many of them are multiples. So, for example, we have a fairly well-known print called Girl in the Garden, and we have seven of them. So we will show one in the exhibition, but the other six will also be available for sale.
And Laura, just at a gut level, what strikes you about his work in this particularly, this collection, in broad strokes?
It is so colorful and it's so multifaceted. I have been living with Romare Bearden's in my office for over 6 months now. And every time I look at them, I see something different. His colors are striking. There is narrative in each one, but there's sort of hidden messages in each one as well. And they're just beautiful. They're really beautiful works.
So, Allison, what are we talking about here? And I guess to begin with, the significance of the work, just on artistic lines, but also this guy, because Romare Bearden from this neck of the woods.
Yes, Bearden was born in Charlotte, and he only lived in Charlotte for a few years. His family moved to New York as part of the Great Migration. But even after he moved north and he grew up in New York, in Harlem, he spent time also in Pittsburgh with a set of grandparents. He continuously came back to Charlotte, to the area, to spend summers with his grandparents and other family who still lived in the area. And the idea of Bearden being from North Carolina is something that is really evident in so many pieces. The Girl in the Garden piece that Laura mentioned, there are so many prints that you'll see at Green Hill that exemplify aspects of that Southern childhood. And you can see people he knew and different kinds of motifs, architecture, landscapes, all sorts of elements that when you look at them, you think of Charlotte, you think of the American South. And Bearden never lost that throughout the rest of his life, spent in the North and spent in other places. And I think that that's something that the audience who will come to Green Hill and see these prints is going to recognize, that they'll say, oh, I know places like that. I've met people like that. And this is a great opportunity to be able to then take some of that home with you.
Now, talk about the printmaking process with regard to his work, because I think of Bearden immediately. I go to this idea of collage and extracting different shapes from. He had put hundreds and hundreds of bags full of magazine cuttings, and he would put them together. How does it translate into the prints themselves?
Bearden certainly was an artist who experimented greatly. And so you've already mentioned collages. There are paintings. There are drawings. There are all sorts of things in a variety of media that Bearden created. And printmaking, which is something that he may have experimented with a little bit early in his career, but is something that we really associate from kind of the 1960s on and sort of maybe the last third of his career. And he explored a variety of different printmaking techniques. And in the exhibition at Greenhill, you'll see lithographs, you'll see screen prints, you'll see etchings, aquatints. There are all different techniques. They give you different effects. The aquatint, for example, is a printmaking technique that's going to give you an effect sort of like watercolor. So an image that Bearden might have created in a watercolor painting could be then translated into print through aquatint. So for example, there's one, I think it's called Tropical Flowers.
Yes.
That's one of the Caribbean-inspired images. Reminds you of a watercolor painting of tropical flowers, but it's created through aquatint. So Bearden worked with a number of master printmakers in New York to translate his ideas. And so you'll see images in print that relate to collages or paintings that he had created. Bearden often took a similar subject or a motif and experimented with it over and over again. And in the print form, we can see that experimentation, the innovation through combining different plates, through using different inks, through a variety of different experimentative techniques that he would work with these master printmakers to bring his ideas into a new form.
Well, I asked Laura this question. I'll throw it your way, Allison. What strikes you looking at these works just at a gut level?
Well, that idea of Bearden as an innovator and someone who was so keen on experimentation comes to me because you can look at these prints and they remind you of other works of some of the collages, and you can find these subtle differences between them. And this is something that I think we find in Bearden a lot, similar images, the idea of the train as a motif. We see that in so many Bearden images, in paintings and collages, and we see that in a number of the prints at Greenhill as well. That train is often present. It is something that really kind of finds its way as a symbolic feature in the works of numerous African-American artists. It is certainly something that we would find referencing the Underground Railroad. We find it making that connection between South and North in terms of the Great Migration, something that we intimately associate with Bearden and his family. It's really a symbol of journeying. And it can tell us so many things. And we find Bearden incorporating that motif into many works of art, including the prints. And it's something that I always look for.
Yeah.
And I think we see it in really strongly in a number of these pieces.
Are these limited edition prints? Or how do you define the art of printmaking, I guess I should say?
There is always an edition that is assigned when the artist is creating a set of prints. There are a number of them, I think, in the Greenhill exhibition that have an edition of about 175. That number seems right. to be one that Bearden used often. So the artist will determine there is going to be X number of prints in this edition. Once that number is struck, that's it. And that is the edition. And so the prints are always numbered, one out of 175, 35 out of 175. And that is going to be a way of controlling the number of images that are created. So it is a fixed number. It's not infinite. And that, of course, is going to also relate to the value of a print, because even though prints are reproductive media and there are multiples, there's not an infinite number of them.
And are these, in terms of size, are they relatively little prints? Are there some large ones? What do they run the gamut?
I think on average, they're about 21 inches by 28. The one collage we have is the smallest, I think, at 14 inches, but they're fairly large. They would take up a nice part of your wall. They're substantial.
What a great opportunity. I've never even considered owning a Romeo Bearden.
Now is your opportunity.
Own.
That's right.
Yeah. There's something just so empowering about his work. I mean, he really elevates the whole, I mean, through the storytelling element of his work.
Absolutely.
That I just find really fascinating.
It is. There's a very strong narrative element. There's also, I think there's a great element of relatability, that the works of Bearden often show us very simple scenes, very limited number of figures, maybe a single figure or a pair, often in a domestic interior. I often describe them as images that are not particularly grandiose or monumental much of the time, but they are rather intimate. And they often represent things that people can relate to. I think particularly that's true of the scenes that evoke the American South. And that that will be something that the audience here in North Carolina certainly can relate to. But even other scenes that are set in New York, Bearden's great series of works called The Block, which is in the Metropolitan Museum in New York, represents a block in Harlem that he was familiar with. But within that, there are small little vignettes. You look through a window and you see a pair of figures in conversation. It's always about people that he knew, places he was familiar with, things that he had seen. And I think in so many ways, those are things that people in our world, everyday people, also see and know. And so there are things that Bearden depicts and stories that he tells that people look at them and say, oh, okay, I know someone like that. I've been to a place like that. And so they become almost like our stories as well, stories that he's sharing with us and scenes that we want to look at because they're familiar, they're comforting, and they're also extraordinarily beautiful.
It's not hyper-realism by any stretch of the imagination,
no.
But the inverse of that. And yet it almost has a candid photography element to it in that it does give you that glimpse of interaction, society, street level stuff that you just feel like a fly on the wall.
Right. A snapshot. It's just a moment in time that other artists might not necessarily think about capturing because it doesn't, in some ways, doesn't seem important. It doesn't seem significant. It's the everyday. But there's a lot to be said for the everyday because we live it every day. And the idea of trying to capture those moments that are, you know, often overlooked is really important.
I knew very little about Ramir Bearden, and it's been an art history lesson for me. And Allison's been a great help. She wrote the introduction to our catalog, which is available online. And we've been out a few times talking about Ramir Bearden together, so mm-hmm. It's always enjoyable just to listen to the love she has for this wonderful artist. You sense it. And it helps the audience.
When the audience gets a real tutorial as well, coming up with, it's an evening celebrating Ramir Bearden mm-hmm. and coming up Saturday, April 26th at Green Hill. Starts at 5:30. Talk about that evening, either of you, and what can we look forward to then?
Well, actually, it's a whole day of Ramir Bearden. We're going to start at 10 o'clock with an educational panel, and we're very proud to bring in Deidre Harris-Kelly, who comes from the Ramir Bearden Foundation out of New York. Janet Wall, who is writing the catalog Resonate, which is the comprehensive cataloging all of Ramir Bearden's prints, and then Allison. So in our first part of our day-long celebration of Ramir Bearden, we will talk about Ramir Bearden in context, really helping our audience understand Ramir Bearden's role in 20th century art. Then we'll talk about his prints specifically from 1:30 to 3 at the gallery at Green Hill. And then that evening at 5:30, we're going to have a celebration. It's a ticketed event, but a walk and talk where you can just get up close and personal with all of the works that are hanging and spend time with each other and a new community of art appreciators and Bearden fans.
And there are a lot of Ramir Bearden fans in North Carolina and a lot of collectors as well. Certainly mm-hmm. we've met some of them and hopefully many more will come out for the exhibition.
It's like a Bearden club and you can be a part of it.
That's right. It is like a club. Yeah. And some of the people that we've met at some of these events, they do, in fact, treat it, I think, mm-hmm. like a club.
They do.